Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
On the phone with us, our celebrity insider, A. Wood. She works in the TV and movie business, which they're making movies and TV shows all around us all the time. It's insane. But A. Wood's got the inside track on some casting calls, your chance to be on some of these shows. A. Wood.
Hey, I have a casting that sort of has me excited because I like judge shows. Do you guys?
Judge shows?
Yeah, Judge Judy or Joe Brown kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All of those. I mean, the ones with the paternity test. Like, I am into the judgment shows. Call me a little judgmental.
Now, these judge shows, like, when you go on Judge Judy and she gives a ruling, is that Bible? Is that law? You have to pay it?
It is. Wow. In fact, here's the real behind-the-scenes deal on that. And even with the one that I'm about to tell you guys about, typically, when the judgments are made, that is included in your fee for being on there.
The show pays the ruling. So if you want $1,000 from me, then Judge Judy would actually be paying the $1,000.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So when these people come out of the courtroom, they act all disappointed. They really don't care. Although pride is on the line, really.
Well, we need to just have fake issues with each other.
Yeah.
And then set the money.
And then, cha-ching, cha-ching.
I don't think they're fake issues. I have a neighbor right now that I want to sue her for putting up these doggone Halloween decorations way too early and put pressure on the rest of us. I mean, these are real issues out here.
So tell us about this new show. What have you got?
Yeah, because, you know, Judge Judy's in her last year. She's winding down, so we're going to need another big judge to fill that spot anyway. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
For the Judge Steve Harvey show.
Oh, my gosh.
He has absolutely no formal training in this.
Absolutely no formal training as a judge. But we do know that he's very opinionated. He's written two really good relationship books on how to get a man.
Mm-hmm.
So I read both of them. It doesn't work. But but he has a new judge show coming out. It is the Judge Steve Harvey show. And no case is too big or too small. So if you want to sue your neighbor to put up the Halloween decorations way too early, now's your time to do it. Follow me on all social, and I can tell you how to get your suing on.
All right, follow her on all social. It's at A. Wood Radio, at A. Wood Radio.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Nick, you need forgiveness from your wife. What did you do?
I made Lindsay, my wife, think that we got robbed, and now she's losing her mind.
You did what?
Why would you make your wife think that you got robbed, dude?
I'm annoyed because she's constantly leaving our garage door wide open, and, you know, our neighborhood, there's been a lot of break-ins lately.
Right.
You know, we've talked about it, that, like, we need to, like, lock the doors, and she agrees, but then she always leaves the garage door open, even overnight. So I'm frustrated, and I wanted to teach her a lesson.
I see that you received my handbook in the mail. Remember I robbed my wife? Yeah. She left her car unlocked. Oh, gosh. I stole her laptop computer.
That's right.
It's a great plan from the beginning.
It sounds like a great plan.
Did you have a similar lesson then, Nick?
Well, kind of, yeah. So I decided after going downstairs while it was overnight and seeing the garage door open again to trash the place. I hid the bike. I even, like, went in her car and, like, messed stuff up.
Dude, you didn't slash her tires, did you? Please.
No, I'm not trying to actually pay for, like, repairs, but I made it look real that somebody broke in to freak her out,
right,
teach her lesson.
So I understand why, like, what your motivation was. Sometimes somebody has to experience what it feels like to be robbed to get, like, okay, I really should close the garage door. But why the change of heart? Why are you shifting now from teaching her that lesson to asking her forgiveness?
Well, now she's going crazy. Like, she's not sleeping at night. She's on the phone with different security companies. She wants to spend, like, tons of money on a security system. And, like, you know, I don't think all that's needed. I just think, like, lock the door. But now she thinks we got robbed. she's going insane. So I feel like a little guilty.
It also helps when you're asking forgiveness after something this major to have some distance between you and your wife. You don't want what's left of your house to be broken, her throwing things at you.
Yeah, and I don't want to spend $1 million turning this place into Fort Knox either. So.
And you haven't told her. You haven't told her that you were the burglar.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Well, tell you what, let's take a break here. In a couple of minutes, we're going to call your wife, Lindsay. We'll let her know that it was you that trashed your garage and see if she'll forgive you for that.
Cool.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Nick's wife, Lindsay, kept leaving the garage door open, even overnight, and he begged her, please stop doing that. Make sure the garage door is closed. She did it one more time, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to teach her a lesson, and I'm going to rob my own house. He trashed the place, hid things, made it look like there was a burglar. Since then, his wife has been on the phone with security companies, trying to spend a lot of money, hasn't been sleeping, so he needs to fess up, ask forgiveness. Nick, sit tight. Let us talk to Lindsay here first.
Hello.
Hi, is this Lindsay?
Yes.
Hey, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. What's going on?
Well, we just heard from your neighborhood watch that there was a break-in at your house recently.
That's super scary.
Thankfully, it was just our garage, but I'm still obviously super on edge about it, especially because it was my fault, too.
Oh, I mean, I can hear it in your voice. You're like, you're on edge.
What do you mean by it's your fault?
So I guess I left my garage door open. I swear I closed it, but the little sensor must have been tripped or something, and maybe the button on my door got stuck. I don't know. Something happened, and the door didn't close, and that's how they got in.
So did they take anything?
So I'm still trying to take inventory of everything, to be honest. My husband's always harping on me about that dang door. Uh-huh. I can't believe I let him convince me not to call the police.
Oh, so you haven't called the cops?
Well, not at first, but they're actually coming by the house today. When I called our homeowner's insurance to file a claim, they said I would also need a police report. So here we are.
The police are coming?
Yeah, let me jump in here real quick. Lindsay, let you know that your husband, Nick, is on the phone with us. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And he called because he's got something to tell you. Nick?
Okay.
I was the one who did it.
Did what?
I trashed the garage. I thought if I scared you to think you
Nick, what the
robbed,
hell?
No, wait, listen. I thought if you like thought we'd been robbed, you'd actually be better and you'd close the garage door, you'd start locking the doors in our house and we'd be safer.
Are you kidding me, Nick?
Well, Lindsay, Nick told us that he has been harping on you to keep that garage door closed time and time again and you weren't taking it seriously.
But what the like, Nick, not only are you a liar, but now you're committing insurance fraud. Like, the police are coming.
Well, no. I told you, like, I didn't want to get the police involved.
You've seen me be so terrified the past couple of days. Were you just going to feel violated in my own home?
If you closed the garage door, this never would have happened.
Nick did feel bad enough.
Yeah.
And that's why he wanted to let the cat out of the bag. Let the cat burglar out of the bag.
I mean, this whole thing's a joke, right? Like, this is...
All right, listen, honey,
this to their wife.
So, Lindsay, when the cops show up, just tell them it was a big misunderstanding.
Are you kidding me? A big misunderstanding? Like, I was just confused about someone breaking in our garage and stuff being missing, like...
We weren't robbed. Like, you can't tell them we were robbed.
Nick, I suggest that you go home and... You somehow figure out a way for you guys to not be charged with filing a false report.
I don't even want them to come to our house. I feel like I need to get this taken care of right now.
This is on you, Nick. Like, you made this mess. Yeah. You clean it up.
And I will remind you that I've had the cops come over to the house. They don't really accept, like, oh, it's a misunderstanding. Yeah. Run along. They're going to want to search your house.
Do you think you could call the police station for me?
Ask their forgiveness? First things first here. Lindsay, this bit is called Forgive and Forget. Nick is looking for your forgiveness. Do you forgive him for breaking into your own house?
I feel like even more on edge that he was the one who did it and would want to like scare me like that. Obviously, I will eventually forgive him, but I'm just going to take a little time.
I'm sorry that I, you know, I feel bad. So I called the radio because the way you've been acting and not sleeping, but like I did. You know, I'm sorry. I didn't want you to get that crazy, but
oh, Nick was about to say, but I did teach you a lesson, right?
You know what? Maybe Nick needs a few days in jail to think about this.
He needs to be scared straight himself, sounds like.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Partly cloudy, 85 today. Braves, champions of the National League East for the fourth straight year. They wrap up the regular season against the Mets over the weekend, then Milwaukee Brewers, first round of the playoffs 1 week from today. What's going on, Kara?
So Atlanta has lost a little bit of its holiday magic, you guys. Macy's iconic Priscilla the Pink Pig is going to be saying goodbye after more than 50 years. She always kind of kicked off the holiday season. She went on hiatus last year and decided to retire. And Priscilla began as a monorail along the ceiling of Rich's department store back in 1953. She did a brief little stint over at Eggleston Hospital and then moved over to Lenox in 2003 and has been there ever since. So I know there's going to be a ton of people that are going to miss getting those pics with their families. Some, like, generations have gotten pictures on that cute little pig.
You got to admit, Priscilla, it was time for an upgrade, right? It was either upgrade or shut it down.
It was kind of like, I enjoyed it because I would take my daughter every year. We'd get hot chocolate. We'd make a big thing. We'd get the face paint and all that. But you get on the ride, you're like, okay.
It's for babies,
I know she was a baby. I mean, listen, today's children need more explosions and things like that. Sorry, Priscilla.
You ever watch Grand Theft Auto? Like,
yeah, no offense.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is probably the best excuse for skipping a class ever. A student over at Centennial High School in Roswell wasn't exactly convincing when he told his history teacher he was going to be skipping class to hang out with a founding father. So he made sure to get a little bit of proof. Luke Stevens went to a fundraiser birthday function for his mom when Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda showed up. And he was cool enough to help him out with his excuse note.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. I'm sorry he can't be in U.S. history class right now, but he's with me. We're going to go over Bill of Rights and anything you may be covering right now. We cover a lot of it in about 2.5 hours at Hamilton, but we're going to go over it in specifics now. So this is not lost time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for excusing him from class.
Wow.
How cool. Luke's teacher obviously was thrilled because she loves Hamilton and Lin-Manuel Miranda. So, of course, he was excused from class.
Kid did not play it as cool as he could have. Like, you could see he's standing behind Lin-Manuel Miranda being like,
cheesing.
That's him. Uh-huh. I'm here. We're together. He was trying to play it cool, but it's pretty, I mean, who could blame him? It's not possible.
This would be like us doing a video with Bill Belichick and sending it to our boss, Chris. Like, that's the only day we can get excused.
So speaking of football, we're what, like 5 months from the Super Bowl right now, maybe a little more? While we've got no idea what teams are actually going to be playing on the field, we do know who's going to be performing in the halftime show. Yesterday, the NFL announced Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar are all going to take the stage. They've got 44 Grammys between them, and it'll be the first time all five have ever performed together. So February 13th over at SoFi Stadium is going to be jamming.
You said we don't know who's going to be playing on the field, or we do know who's not going to be playing on the field.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's Dulce in Stone Mountain.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Would you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Bye, Kara.
Bye, Dulce. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kara's going to step out. We'll ask you the 5 pop culture trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question 1. Katy Perry says she's not salty about being nominated 13 times for a Grammy and not winning. Katy was the Super Bowl halftime performer in 2015. What beverage company sponsors the halftime show?
Pepsi.
How dare you? Question 2. Miley Cyrus has been tapped to host NBC's New Year's Eve special. True or false? Miley's real name is Destiny Hope Cyrus.
True.
Question three. Our Atlanta Braves are headed to the playoffs for the fourth straight year. Name one of the big three pitchers that helped the Braves win the World Series in the 90s.
Oh, my God.
Three, two.
My mind went blank.
Okay. Question number four. The Addams Family 2 hits theaters today. Everyone knows the daughter's name, but what's Gomez and Morticia's son's name?
I don't know. Happy? I don't remember.
Is it Morticia or Morticia?
Morticia.
Morticia. Yeah, Morticia. Does that help? Finally, number five. All 9 seasons of Seinfeld hit Netflix today. During an iconic episode, a chicken restaurant opens across the street from Jerry and Kramer's apartment building. Name that chicken place. And that is tough because I just watched all 9 seasons. I can't name it.
I have no idea.
All right. It's not KFC, I can tell you that.
No. Well, and the questions, the questions on Friday are hard because we want Kara to lose, and you got to answer tough questions right. So, Dolce and Stone Mountain, we'll see what happens.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
Number one, Katy Perry says she's not salty about being nominated 13 times for a Grammy and never winning. Katy was Super Bowl halftime performer in 2015, which was sponsored by what beverage company, the halftime show?
Pepsi.
Yes, that's what Dolce said, a 1-1.
Number two, Miley Cyrus been tapped to host NBC's New Year's Eve special. True or false, Miley's real name is Destiny Hope Cyrus.
That's true.
Named after Destiny by the Sea in Destin, Florida. All right, 2-2, that's what Dolce said.
Is that true?
It is true. Yeah, that's where she was conceived.
Is that true?
True story.
Huh. Number three. I mean, I thought the most embarrassing thing about Billy Ray Cyrus was achy, breaky heart.
Nope.
Number three, our Atlanta Braves are headed to the playoffs for the fourth straight year. Name one of the big three pitchers that helped the Braves win the World Series in the 90s.
Oh, Tom Glavine.
John Smoltz, Greg Maddux. Dolce didn't have an answer. It's 3-2.
Number four, Addams Family 2 hits theaters today. Everyone knows the daughter's name, but what's Gomez and Morticia's son's name?
Pugsley.
That's what we were looking for. Dolce didn't have an answer. 4-2.
Here's one Kara's not going to get.
Not even close.
No way. All 9 seasons of Seinfeld hit Netflix today. During an iconic episode, a chicken restaurant opens across the street from Jerry and Kramer's apartment building. Name that chicken place.
I don't know.
Let's move on.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers Chicken.
It really was Kenny Rogers Chicken?
What?
Yeah.
It's a great episode. Great episode. All right. Final score this morning, 4-2. Dolce and Stone Mountain, you smarter than Kara?
I am not.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,125 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Dolce.
It's okay.
No cash, but of course, you get what you came for. A pair of tickets to Shawn Mendes Wonder Tour, State Farm Arena, October 14th, 2022. Tickets are on sale Thursday, October 7th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, that's great.
Looking for, and by the way, I got the cash coming up here in a couple of seconds. The most expensive thing destroyed by an animal. Not necessarily a domestic animal, but in the case of Shakira.
Yeah, she was out in a park in Barcelona, Spain with her son, and they were just walking around having a good time, and then wild boars ran up on them.
What?
She's trying to fight them off with her purse, and they grab the purse, and they scurry on back to the woods and like start destroying her purse.
Oh, my gosh.
I would love to play the video for you guys, but it's all like, oh, no, but that's keep it.
Most expensive thing destroyed by an animal. We got to assume that Shakira's purse is worth thousands of dollars. Yeah. So let's not even go near there. Let's start out with Kara, because I know you have a menagerie of pets.
Well, not anymore. I'm just down to 2 now, but I do have a puppy, Margoyle. She's crazy. She is the destructor of all. And just recently, she took out from my purse my $250 Oakley sunglasses and totally destroyed them.
Goes rummaging around in your purse?
Yes, this dog is insane.
It's funny how she probably passed right over the $12 Target sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, she did.
And went right to the Oakleys.
And all of the other cheap crap that's in my purse went straight for the expensive stuff.
The question is, did she swallow one of the lenses? Because I had a dog that ate my glasses and swallowed. We couldn't find one of the lenses. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to cause all kinds of internal problems with the, what is it called? I don't know what organ that is, but intestines, maybe.
Thank goodness she did not. I was terrified about the same thing. So I guess that's something to say about those Oakley lenses.
Peggy and Alpharetta, we're starting at $250, and you have a $300 suit, your son's suit that was destroyed by what?
We got a squirrel in our chimney on Thanksgiving Day, the day I was having 14 people for dinner.
Oh, gosh.
It was making such a racket, I told my husband, you got to get rid of that thing. So he called his friend, who's a big hunter, and Bill said, go ahead and just light a fire. When the smoke comes, it'll just go away. Well, that didn't work out real well. My son is sitting down in a chair in the living room watching this ridiculous thing going on. So he lit the fire, and the next thing you know, this engulfed, flamed squirrel shoots out of the chimney, runs across the room, hits my son in the chest, runs into the this thing is totally inflamed, runs into the dining room. He's running around trying to get out. So my husband opens the window, and the poor thing jumped out of the window, and there was a wild cat right outside the window who grabbed him.
This sounds like National Lampoon's Thanksgiving dinner.
it was ridiculous.
That cat has been waiting its entire life for a cooked squirrel.
Yeah,
and finally got all the streams came true.
I'll take it medium.
404-741-0985. The most expensive thing destroyed by an animal. We're at $300 right now. If you can top it, give us a call. Looking for the most expensive thing destroyed by an animal because poor Shakira was attacked by some wild boars.
Yeah, they took her purse. She was trying to like fight them off with her purse. They took the purse, probably in Hermes' bag, and went into the woods and just destroyed it, ate her cell phone.
Oh, figure that's worth at least over $1,000. Annalisa in Chatsworth, the most expensive thing destroyed by an animal. Morning, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Annalisa, and I'm from Chatsworth, Georgia.
Annalisa, what is the most expensive? We're looking for the most expensive thing destroyed by an animal.
I had a bear destroy my car.
A bear?
Yes.
What are we talking about? What year? How much would you say the total on that was?
It was $1,500 worth of damage. Oh. It ripped out my tail light, put holes in the bumper, bent my windshield wipers.
Oh, my gosh.
Opened the gas cap and bent it backwards and ripped off trim around the car.
And when you called your insurance company, they believed you?
Yeah. I had to repeat it like 10 times.
Was that because you were calling the insurance company from inside the car while this was happening?
No. So I just took it to get it detailed. Like I had it vacuumed and everything, the carpet shampooed, everything. So there was nothing in it.
Even the bears couldn't resist that new car smell.
Yeah.
Mindy from Canton. How much?
$3,000 couch.
Ooh.
I had a 7-month-old puppy that was left alone with another dog for about an hour and a half, and she tore about a 2-by-2-foot hole in the center of the brand new couch.
When you bring that dog to the glue factory, do they give you glue back?
I bet you still have the dog and you love her.
We still have her. She's actually just turned 18. She is an old little girl. She's just a 10-pound Jack Russell, but she is the best little girl ever.
I would crawl down on my hands and knees over and tear her dog bed to pieces.
She never chewed another thing.
Your entire house was sprayed with sour apple.
Oh, yeah.
So Shakira, this is a true story. We think this is a true story. It's so unbelievable. Shakira was attacked by a pack of wild boars. She's fine. Her handbag or purse, whatever, was stolen by the wild boars who took the took the purse into the woods and destroyed the handbag. And a wild boar is like a pig, right? Like a wild pig.
Mean, though.
Very mean.
So, you know, when these things happen, we do kind of look at them with a skeptical eye because think of all the attention that Shakira is getting right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of times somebody's got some sort of project that they want to promote. I remember Justin Bieber one time actually admitted, like he had said, like his laptop had been stolen and all these pictures were out in the ether or whatever, and then admitted that he made it all up just for the publicity.
Okay. Dirty.
Shakira might be the same situation because I don't know if you knew this, but she had a new single that was coming out today.
What?
Yeah. Do you guys want to Just take a listen.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's kind of about her situation. It's weird. Shakira, Shakira. Never really knew that pigs had plans like this. I thought the boar's head was to make sandwich. Louis Vuitton, Bonita, Kielbasa. Shakira, Shakira. Kielbasa. Oh, piggy, don't you oink like that. Please don't steal my handbag. So be wise and keep on before I turn you into salami. I don't have time to be fighting crimes for my filthy, dirty swine. Don't be taking a law breaking, or I'll have you made into some bacon. So, you see.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.